another Freedom Talk, where Vivek G takes questions from seekers across the world. Freedom Talks happen on Sundays during Vivek G's Meaningful Mornings sessions. If you're interested in joining, find out more about Meaningful Mornings on our website, chinmayaniagara.com. Let's tune into this week's questions.
First question. I am not used to physically doing nothing, even if I don't have concrete responsibilities this weekend. I can't but resist doing laundry, cleaning floors, organizing closet, wipe down counters, etc. Secular keeps intruding and sacred gets pushed away. I am not used to reflecting without reading, writing, drawing, singing. Is practice the only way out of this? This question is coming to us from Albany. To be able to do nothing cheerfully in a content way demands intense purity of mind. Our minds are not impure. Sorry, our minds are impure, which is why it is through doing something that we're hoping for the result of that doing that will make us cheerful, content. And we tend to interpret this as buying something or having likes on social media, but this can be extended to doing things like the laundry, the dishes, vacuuming, etc. We should be able to be content, cheerful, even while doing nothing. And I'm not sharing that we should be irresponsible. I'm only sharing this in terms of our nature is to be, not become. And the more pure our minds are, the closer we are to being. So that's a framework for you to think about in terms of practicing this. The more you practice calming the body and naturalizing the breath and quietening the mind, the more you will find joy coming from yourself. This is a natural joy where you don't have to do something as noble as it is for joy. And a different way to look at this, if you can only be sattvic, that is quiet, when you are with sattvic or quiet people, that's good, yet that's still a dependency. That independence is not there. So yes, you have to train yourself to tune into the self, which is being more. Calm the body, naturalize the breath, quieten the mind. This question continues. I fully appreciated the sentence you said that the body will never be comfortable. This resonated with work never ends. So now I'm able to ignore the itches, sleeping of legs, etc., much more easily than before. There is no point in playing that game. My ego is loving the sense of control over the body. And I am playing another game, so I'm asking, this body almost always slouches when I am not focused on the body. Once in a while during contemplation, I realize the back is slouching. So when I have noticed it, I may as well move it and sit straight, or should I let it be slouched? How many of you practice contemplation by a show of hands? Few of you do. The insight that I shared in this context, once you've calmed the body, there should be a sense of having let go of the body. That this body is no longer related to you. You should not invest anything in it, almost like your socks. If you're wearing socks right now, You don't know you're wearing socks. They're simply there, correct? Very functionally. That's how we should be with the body. When you move the body while you're practicing contemplation, all of the progress you've made, you've regressed then. You've come back to body identification. So scratching your ear, noticing your back is slouching, should you put it straight again? Best is be more absorbed in the deeper practice, like chanting with the mind or inquiring with the intellect, so that whatever's happening with the body, the slouching, the scratching, the sleeping of your legs, you're not aware of that. If that's too deep, you don't care about that. If you do regress, you sense the body is slouching, don't do anything. Because if you do something, you'll keep on getting into the habit of your body has to be totally straight, that nothing should itch. This is just another way that the ego makes us extrovert. What you should do then is observe the slouching, the itching. Observing means you don't act on it, you simply know about it. What this establishes is you are different from the body. With that insight, the next time you practice contemplation, the perpetual changes of the body will not affect you as much.